bluer the skies and bluer your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore.
Welcome back to Frankly Yankovics.
Oompa!
Oompa!
Yeah.
Oompa-pa, oompa-pa. Hey.
I like you dancing like that.
Yeah.
In that outfit.
You like it?
Yeah.
It's pretty, isn't it?
It's very beautiful on you.
It was my mom's.
It was your mom's?
Yeah, she always liked the blue dress.
Yeah.
I think I look good in it. Yeah, what are we talking about today?
With this week, we're covering a blue skirt waltz.
What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wore my mother's old blue skirt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I thought it was a kilt. Okay.
Yes, it's my father's old blue kilt.
Okay.
Yeah. He thought plaid was so, cliche.
Yep. Oh, well, this is another song by Frankie Yankovic and The Yanks.
The Yanks.
The Yanks, yeah.
Yep. They don't get enough credit, The Yanks. They're a fantastic band. No.
Well, they were hit and miss. Like, they come and go like any of the like the classic rock bands of the 70s. Okay. You're just like, who's
an airplane wreck
in it now? Yeah.
They crashed?
No. What? I'm just saying they go off to do other things.
Oh,
actually, we have an interesting story about that.
Oh, no. A plane wreck?
Later. No, not a plane wreck.
Okay, I'm sorry.
One of the band leaving and doing something. It's integral to the story of this song.
Ooh.
Yeah. There's intrigue with this story.
This is great.
It's going to be one of the better podcasts we do.
Good. This is one of his originals, right?
No.
No?
Nope. Nope.
Is it a cover?
This is kind of a parody.
A parody? All right, good.
It's almost a parody. Like, and we'll get into that story too.
Sweet.
It's amazing.
You have research today,
Charlie. I have. Okay, so this is from 1949.
Wow.
The single was released, because I guess that's how everything was released.
Is a single?
I don't think there's a...
They had full albums back
then. They
had full
albums, I guess, but like this, when you released the song, it was like a single, right?
Oh, well, yeah.
And so the B-side to this single was Charlie Was a Boxer.
Hey, were you?
Woo! Yeah, I was.
Cool. You seem like the type.
Yeah. So as we do every week, this was in the keys of C and G.
Oh, those are my favorite keys. Yep. Those are always like the best of his songs, I think.
This song is 2 minutes and 45 seconds long.
It seems longer.
It seems long. Does it? It's very short.
Really?
It's got maybe like 12 lines.
In.
Yeah.
It just seems it goes on.
It needs a third verse. It needs to be like, hey, come back. And then like
we
get
married with our lives
and
make
kids. A family.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Maybe. Well, maybe there's a second one coming down the pipeline someday.
No, probably not.
No?
No.
Oh, well.
He died.
I know. I was joking.
Oh, why you got to bring it up?
You know my dark humor by now.
Oh, man. Okay.
Dig one up. Maybe like buried it, not with him, but I don't want to exhume him. Maybe he's in his house somewhere. Someone will find like an old collection. Oh. Hey, here's the continuation of the blue skirt.
Blue skirt two.
Two. Yeah,
Electric Boogaloo. this is and his version was published by Columbia Studios.
Okay, what was it a parody of? Oh, we're not.
Well,
there
we're
yet.
No,
it
we're
later.
About
I'm
to.
Sorry,
no, we're about to talk about that.
Ooh.
Okay, this was based on a Bohemian waltz called. Okay, this is gonna be hard. Severino Suyinku.
Okay.
Suyinku.
Sunyaku.
I don't know. It's
those are two last names put together. That's your kryptonite.
Yeah. No. which roughly translates as the Red Skirt Waltz.
In what language?
In
is it French?
Like Yugoslavian?
Oh, okay.
Or
the way
like
you're
that.
Pronouncing, I couldn't tell Czech. If it was Russian.
I think it's
or
in
Czech.
Czech. It's Czech.
Okay.
Yeah. Sure. And that's by Václav Abala.
Abala.
But
sure.
Yeah.
Václav.
No.
Václav.
Václav Bala.
Bala. Okay, cool.
Bala.
I think he's a hockey player.
Bala.
Play for the
Bala?
Sabres.
Maybe Bala.
Bala. That song by Queen.
Yeah.
I know that's Mustafa.
Miss me, ma. Bala.
Jeez.
Miss me. Václav. Yeah. And so his was an instrumental, actually. But Frankie was looking through the files and saw some of the only polka that he really enjoyed from this like Eastern European collection was this song. So he took it and he collaborated with Mitchell Parrish.
Oh, yeah.
And he wrote the lyrics for this.
Who did? Mitchell or Frankie?
Mitchell did.
Oh, okay.
Wrote the lyrics to this and changed it to the blue skirt polka and then wrote a whole little story about it.
Nice.
As part of the song. And then so it's sort of a collab. All right, we'll be talking about Mitchell a little bit later because he did some other stuff that you've actually heard of.
Really?
Yeah. Other than, this song that you listen to on a regular basis.
I grew up with Frankie.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a huge Yankovic fan.
I know, man.
I've been a Yankovic fan longer than you.
You have.
I know.
You very much have. I remember your stories about how, you'd get in your
I get my car.
Car and yeah. listen to the old 8-track.
Yeah. Every time my dad found a new 8-track at a yard sale, he'd give it to me, and I'd get my car, and his car. I didn't have an 8-track in my car.
Oh.
So his old car, and I'd drive around and just, like, crank the yank.
Yep. That's what you did. Some other artists on here is his longtime collaborator on accordion and vocals, Johnny Pecan.
Oh, yeah. You went to college with him, right?
Yeah.
Your college friends? Yeah.
The pianist Al Naglich. Yeah, we got more about him.
Oh yes,
in a moment. Banjo by George Cook, bass by Stan Sledgeko, drums by Frankie Whitey Loveson.
Oh jeez.
Yeah.
Whitey.
Yeah. I think he met him on one of his first radio performances.
Yeah, we want him to call Whitey. Yeah, you need to call us one of these days. Whitey, come on. We need some insight. One of these days, Whitey's going to call us. Got to talk to his drummer.
Yeah. And then there's vocals that start the song by the Marlin sisters.
I thought she sounded familiar.
Yeah,
both of them? I thought it was just one of them.
Okay, yeah, they're sisters.
Their harmonies sound like one woman.
She's not a nun. It's not the Marlin sister.
I always thought that.
Okay. All right, so they got together. Mitchell Parrish.
Mitchell, yes.
I know him so well. I just call him Mitch, right?
Yeah, you hang.
He also did the lyrics for Stardust, which is a classic song. One of those things that's been covered by everybody. Doris Day does a famous version of it.
Okay.
Doris Day. And Sleigh Ride.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Originally, Sleigh Ride was solely instrumental, and it was written by Leroy Anderson in 1948. And it was inspired by a heat wave in July of 1946.
Oh, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Well, I'm sure it was a heat wave, so he was like, "Oh, wouldn't it be nice to have a sleigh ride?" Because then I'm assuming.
Sure.
Then Leroy came in and wrote in 1950 the lyrics to this song. So originally it was released with just a dun 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 dun. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But then Leroy wrote the lyrics to it. So it was
brilliant.
Like, cool.
Bruce Leroy.
Yeah, exactly. So it was neat. I love that song just because it's got the dun 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 dun.
Yeah, dun, like dun.
It's got the timber slap stick.
Yeah.
I love that part.
I like the sleigh bells.
I got to play that one time in college. It was awesome. Dun, 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 dun. Oh,
dun, no. I never played those.
It was awesome.
That.
It was very cool.
Nice.
Almost as fun as playing the vibra slap.
Yeah. Oh, I got to do that once. It was nice.
All right. Sleigh Ride was actually probably a little bit after this song, whereas Stardust was originally written. But the music was written in 1927, and then Mitch came in and wrote the lyrics after that, like a year or two after that. So
wow,
so that so it's
interesting.
He's got pedigree, man.
He's the lyric Mitchell dude. Yeah. He's like Bernie Taupin.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Exactly.
So Frankie's Elton John.
Ooh.
All right.
Anyways.
Excellent.
He doesn't wear the glasses though. It's really sad.
You could play all of the Elton John songs on an accordion. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Like Yellow Brick Road. You should totally play Yellow Brick Road on an accordion.
That would be awesome.
I would love to hear that.
Or at least practice it.
Yes. You get through it so you can do it.
Yeah.
Elton John on an accordion. I would love to hear that.
That would be very cool.
Someday.
Al, the piano player.
Oh yeah. I love Al.
Naglich. Yep.
Weird Al, they call him.
Right.
Weird Al Naglich.
Which, yeah,
he was a strange guy. He wore lederhosen all the time.
Well, you don't want to.
Only lederhosen.
Yeah.
Weird Al.
He actually recorded this and then left the group and went to the Sokach Habat tune mixers. I don't know who they were.
They work for Warner Brothers?
Yeah, over at Decca Records.
Oh.
And they were sort of doing the same thing. They were looking through back catalog of Eastern European polkas, trying to do, because Frankie sort of was one of the inventors of the Cleveland sound, which is like the polka sound from that part
area.
Of the world, kind of.
Sure.
And so they were also trying to come up with a song themselves. They fell in love with the exact same song. And we're like, what's going on? How could we do this? And Al was like, hey guys. And he like totally told them what Frankie was doing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So they rushed to production and they actually came out with a song first.
Wait, you're talking about the song we're talking about?
Yeah, they were looking at the same song, the Red Skirt Polka.
Blue Skirt.
And then they recorded their version of the Blue Skirt Polka and got it to out before Frankie's came out.
Boo.
Yeah, and it then sold. No, same lyrics.
No, how can they steal all of his own lyrics?
Because Al came and gave them to him.
That Weird Al.
Yeah. So it was... It was sort of weird, but they sold I think 700,000 records with that. But then Frankie came out with his, and it sold 2.5 million records.
Whoa!
So he definitely won that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's a weird
story. Someone didn't
story.
Get their kneecaps broken, you know, like the polka brawl of 1948.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's like whatever the older version of a Zoot Suit Riot would be, you know.
Newer.
Newer. Oh,
yeah.
Newer?
Yeah, Zoot Suits were earlier.
Oh, 78.
Yeah,
48. 48, yeah.
Yeah, Zoot Suits were like in the 20s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Don't you remember? I have a Zoot Suit. Where's Walter? Walter?
Yeah. Anyways.
He's with Frankie.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he is. Poor guy. The gold records that he got for this song and Just Because were destroyed in a fire in 1970.
Gold can be destroyed in a fire?
The record, I mean, I don't know. Probably. Yeah, maybe you can eat gold up. Maybe
that's
if it's
a very
really
hot fire.
I'm sure, that, like, the presentation, it's not just like, they don't just hand you a gold record. They give you
really?
A nice little plaque and stuff, I think.
It's not actually gold?
No, I think the like record is gold-ish.
Okay, gold-ish, but not actually made from gold.
I don't know. That's an interesting question. Mm. Probably not. The gold
like,
is way too expensive.
Boo.
It's more symbolic.
Plastic. That's lame.
I mean, because then you're like, here's a platinum record. Yeah. Well, what am I going to do with that?
Well, you know, at least
sell it to some crazy scientist.
Maybe a chocolate in the middle. That'd be good.
Ooh, that'd be yum. Mm. So this song has been covered by a lot of people. Lawrence Welk has covered it.
Oh, yeah.
Guy Lombardi has.
Lombardi, the football player?
Yeah, yeah. Guy Lombardo has covered this. And Little Wally has covered this.
Little Wally?
Yeah.
Not Big Wally.
No, Little Wally.
Little Wally.
So I guess that's like a rap cover or something of it.
Like Little Wayne?
Little Wally.
Yeah.
Little Wally. And,
yeah,
you know,
Polka Yo.
100.
What?
Hundreds of other people have also
Hundreds.
Covered it. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. It's one of the standards.
I use the Polka King.
A lot of this information I got from the Cleveland Style Polka Hall of Fame,
oh, yeah.
Which is in Euclid, Ohio.
Have you been there?
No.
Oh, you should.
No.
Took a road trip there once.
Oh.
Yeah, I went to the Tupperware Museum, and then I went there next.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
Cool. Euclid is just northeast of Cleveland on the shores of the Erie.
Ooh. Yeah. Close to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland,
yeah,
so yes, semi-close.
Somewhat close. Closer than we are right now.
Yes, sure. Exactly. Right. Exactly. Well, at first I was like, why isn't it in Cleveland if it's Cleveland style? And then I looked and I was like, oh, that's like a suburb. So, okay. It's not as amusing as I thought it was going to be. But
anything else?
No, well, we have time to talk about lyrics.
There's so many good lyrics.
Yeah, Mitch's lyric, like...
Lyrics? Just one lyric.
No. Well, I mean, it's
it's
eight couplets
song.
Or something like that. I mean, it's a fast little song. It's a fast
nice
little
story.
Number. It's a nice little story, and it's about a guy who falls on a girl. He falls in love with a girl.
Falls on a girl.
Falls on a girl.
Then falls in love with her.
Falls in love with a girl who's wearing a blue dress. Yeah. It's sort of like Lady in Red, but with a blue skirt.
Well, originally it was red, so
Well, there you go.
You don't want to rip off the Lady in Red guy.
Man, Chris is going to be really angry. I don't remember his last name.
I almost had it, but it went away.
Yeah. It's something very strange.
Yeah.
Devon.
I was thinking LaBarge. That's not it.
No. Not. Don't get back into the LaBarge.
No.
Okay, so what's your favorite lyric?
I'm going to go with, you were the beautiful lady in blue, and I was in heaven just dancing with you. It's always a smile to my face. It's
that's
so
sweet.
Lovely.
That's really nice.
I remember listening to that when I was a kid in my room. Just like, that's a good lyric.
That's a good lyric. I like the pun. You know
the
what I mean?
Pun,
like,
yeah.
At the end, he ends it with a nice little couplet that's a pun. It's not really a couplet. I mean, it's a longer couplet. So, and blue were the skies, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore. Yeah. So it's like the whole time he's talking about the color, and then at the last minute, it's like, ooh, now she's, I guess.
Melancholy?
Melancholy or something. So, sure. So I don't know. It's just, it's a fun extra moment. You know, he's doing the thing Mitch does. You know what I mean? Like, and
that's what Mitch does. That Mitch.
It's a typical Mitch,
Mitch.
You know what I mean? So, just, it's a lot of fun. So I enjoy this song. Ratings. You want to do ratings?
Sure. 1 to 5 blue skirts. Why not just go right there? or one to five Mitches.
Mitches.
Okay. This is all about Mitches. Mitch. Okay. You know, this is, it's not as like peppy as some of his other stuff. It's not Latin. I kind of rock out to this one. Can't really see like a whole room of people polking out this one. It's not like a polka party or anything. I'm going to give this one a good three.
Three
Mitches.
Oh man, I think it's good. I'm giving it a four. I can't. It's
a four.
Four. Four.
Out of everything that Frankie has.
Everything. Frankie's
all of Frankie's
done,
catalog. You're putting this a four?
It's a four.
I don't know.
It's a solid
so
four.
Right,
I mean,
sure.
I mean, maybe it is because it like it happens and then it's done.
Okay.
Like he doesn't
it could
prolong
be longer,
it.
Yeah.
It doesn't go long. It doesn't. You know. You get to the joke. You get to the pun, and then it's like over.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like some songs, they get to the pun and then they say the pun over and over and over again. And you're just like, why did you not stop after 45 seconds? But this song gets to the pun and boom, they're out.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Short and sweet.
And sweet. So, thanks. Thanks again for listening.
Yep.
You can contact us. Call us at...
You know the numbers. You've heard... The Frankie line.
You can find us on
Facebook,
Twitter, Instagram. You know where to find us.
Yeah.
But we'll be back in a couple of days with another episode.
All right. Bye-bye, polka fans.
Bye.
Come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore.